This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Tom, I want to ask your advice, okay, because you ride a bike.
Well, you ride a Vespa.
That was so rude. I thought you were calling me the bike there for a minute. I thought, it's not the 70s, bitch.
So I started riding my bike into the city, and it's been a long time since I've done it.
I met you here yesterday in tights and a yellow shirt. It was disgusting. I mean, I know you don't want people to run you over, but if I saw you in that outfit on a bike, I would deliberately try to run you over.
It's my canary outfit.
It was disgusting.
But I want to ask you about some etiquette, because I know when I used to ride a motorbike, you'd come across another motorbike rider and you would nod your head. There was this sort of secret nod of acknowledgement.
Yes.
So when I've been riding in the morning, I come along, I'm on the bike track, the bike lane on the road. Yeah, on a push bike. I'm on the bike, and you pull up at the lights and there's other riders, and I always say hello to them.
Creepy.
But they don't say hello back.
Yeah, but it's not grinder. I mean, what the hell are you doing? You're out getting the exercise, not trying to get laid.
Some of them do. I find that the female riders have, but some of the men in their tight lycra, they just look at you like...
Well, I agree, and I think nothing's more than creepy. You're minding your own business, pushing along on a bike, and some little hobbit next to you wants to say hello. I mean, no way in hell.
So is it etiquette? Are you not meant to say hello?
No.
So do you just ride?
That's why I carry flick knives, so I can slash your ties. Every time you smile at me...
After almost a full year of umming and ahhing, the Spice Girls look set to announce their plans for a four-piece reunion tour.
Oh, really? So which one did they kill?
Well, have a guess.
I hope it's Jerry.
Yes.
No, you won't. No. It's Posh. It's definitely Posh. Posh is rich. She's married to, like, the king of the world. Why would she need to worry about getting out and rehashing some...
Well, their big announcement's been trumped thanks to what appears to be an accidental leak from outside Spice headquarters.
Ooh.
So fans yesterday noticed the lineup for the November 10 episode of a UK chat show, the Jonathan Ross Show, has been uploaded to a website of Channel ITV in the UK. Accidentally.
And why is that bad?
Because it shows that the four of them are going to appear on the show on November 10.
Yeah, but who cares that were on there? The problem was Kylie Minogue was on the same show with Jonathan Ross, and she's going to get overshadowed.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, my oh, she will be.
Well, Victoria Beckham's not going to turn up.
No, because she's in Sydney.
But they reunioned, didn't they get together again in 2007?
They did it for the Olympics, remember? Was it the closing of the Olympics? They came out on a bus.
They had a tour called Return of the Spice Girls.
Oh, did they?
And they had strong sellout shows across Europe and the US, but it suddenly ended and the group posted a hastily recorded video apology explaining that the remaining tour dates had been scrapped so they could return to their families.
I think we need to start a change org thing, you know, like a protest.
Right.
Come to Australia. Because if they're not coming to Australia, I don't care.
Well, I think they were back in 2007, but because it came to an abrupt end and no one knew why, but finally, a decade later, Mel B came clean
and what'd she
about
say?
What broke them up in her soon-to-be-released memoir called Brutally Honest. And she says, after 3 months and 47 dates and hundreds of hours on our Spice jet, so they got their own jet. We had one and there was a second Spice jet that took catering, technicians and crew. A tour is like an army and you travel in planes and juggernauts around the world. The tension was getting too much. So Mel B has revealed all. That's exactly why they fell apart back in 2007.
That's why we have alcohol on a plane, because it is very... when you put yourselves in those things, people are going to rub you the wrong way. You need alcohol. It's the only way to get through a long whole flight.
I agree, Tom. So the four of them are going to be back on November the 10th, but minus Victoria Beckham. But maybe they will come here.
We want them to Australia. I can do Victoria's bit.
Here's your favourite song. Stop on Joy.
You just walk in.
Tom, a dog owner, has shamed her dog for pretending to be a stray outside McDonald's.
Oh, I thought, because I've shamed my dog too.
Have you?
She come back from the hairdressers yesterday. Oh, she's so unattractive.
Oh.
I told her to get outside until she grew some more hair. Look at her.
Fuzzy had one groomed this week too, and she just puffs his ears up. So he's all thin, and he's got these puffy pom-pom ears for a poodle.
Because the lady goes, it's owned by a gay maker, the gay the dog.
Well, anyway, this lady, Betsy Reyes, is her name from Oklahoma. She caught her dog red-handed
Oklahoma is the place to be.
Outside the McDonald's restaurant last week, and she shared a photo on Facebook, and she wrote, "If you see my dog at the McDonald's on Shields, quit feeding her fat ass because she don't know how to act and be leaving the house all the time to go walking to McDonald's at night. She's not even a stray dog. She's just a gold-digging ass bitch." They'd be acting like she's a stray so people will feel bad for her and feed her burgers.
Oh, I love Betsy. She's writing my Facebook post from now on.
She is. Betsy shared a video clip of Princess. Princess is the name of the dog.
That's fantastic. So Princess is going out the front of Macca's and begging like I'm a homeless man.
I'm a homeless person. So the video...
With a hat. It's got a little hat out the front.
The video shows her walking up to a McDonald's customer in their car. Oh. Princess can be seen apparently begging for food as the car pulls up beside her. And then a male driver then throws a piece of his food down on the floor. Thrilled by her little victory, she walks away, but not before she's caught by Betsy, who filmed the whole thing, sharing the footage. Betsy wrote, "When I caught her ass in the act." She shared another video of Princess with glasses on, thanking all her fans, as well as criticising some who...
Talk shit about a dog.
She wrote... Do you want to read what she wrote in her last thing?
Princess told me to tell you all that she loves all your fans deeply and that all the haters talking shit can, F off out of your mama's profile page. Well done, Betsy.
So it looks like Princess won't
that
be going
is true,
to McDonald's
but
anymore.
My dog does that as well.
Why?
Because I'll feed it and then it'll go and to Wayne and do the, cry as if... And Wayne goes, "Have you not fed the dogs yet?" And I go, "No, they're liars.
They are liars. I do the same. I taught him really, really well and he never begged for food. Then he goes and he stays at my parents. He comes back... And he's got all these... They just feed him everything because he puts his paws up on the table now.
Oh.
And I can't get it out of him. But at least he doesn't go to McDonald's.
It's only because your chairs and tables are so little, sweetheart, it can reach. We got exciting news today.
Why?
We got a new award given out last night. Kylie Minogue was given GQ Woman of the Year again.
Oh, really?
Even though the bitch is dating the guy that... the editor director of GQ.
Isn't she?
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with insider trading. There's nothing wrong.
I mean, there is in the share market. It's illegal.
Yeah, only if you get caught. I mean, bloody hell, allegedly the banks have been doing it forever, haven't they? What's only now are they getting caught?
So Kylie can do it?
Well, yes, she's the queen.
So what's the award? She's...
GQ Woman of the Year.
Woman of the Year, okay.
Yeah, and Nick, I mean, isn't that what you won last year?
Woman of the Year.
Yeah, well, no, you got GQ's half a Woman of the Year, yeah.
Have you ever... you drop something. You're about to eat something really yummy. Like, so yummy.
I thought you were asking if I dropped my...
Dying.
Is that the smell?
Or no. You're dying to eat it.
Oh, yeah.
And you go to put it in your mouth and you drop it on the floor.
Just pick it up and put it back in your mouth.
Do you, though? Do you say, look, the 5-second rule?
So, I'm gay. I have put worse things in my mouth than a bit of cheese that fell on the floor for a second or two. I mean, well, no, I'm not going to start worrying about things like that.
Well, I've got some bad news.
Oh.
Really bad news. Because thanks to... There's a magazine called Environmental Microbiology. It's declared that
it
it's a complete...
It sounds exciting, doesn't it?
Oh. It's a complete myth.
Could you imagine their centrefold? Oh, it's a very rocky outcrop. I mean,
well, in 2013, MythBusters, the TV show, had a go. They debunked the rule on TV, but it seems to have persisted. So apparently, in the UK, it's 10 seconds.
Have you been to England? It's filthy. As soon as you open the top of the packet, that's when you're getting the disease.
Well, apparently over there they go 10 seconds, eat it. And in New Zealand, 3 seconds.
Okay, so
I've heard 3 seconds here, but mainly 5 seconds.
Yeah. I was going to say, New Zealand's a lovely, clean place. I'd be quite happy to eat off the floor in New Zealand.
I would too. Well, anyway, the researchers dropped 4 different foods onto 4 different bacteria-soaked surfaces.
sounds like my bedroom sheets. Is that what they've used? Yeah.
So they dropped the food onto Tom's bedroom sheets a number of times. They recorded the results and they found that no matter how fast you pick the food up, it's going to be dirty.
Yeah, but it would be no different to your fingers. I mean, everything's
dirty.
Well,
you wash your hands, though.
The problem is we're so over-detailed now. You know, like the good old days, let the kids get out and eat dirt and, this keeps your immune
system
healthy.
Apparently it's good for our immune system anyway. Well, anyway, apparently longer contact times means greater transfer of bacteria, so picking it up quickly might lessen it, but they discovered that moisture is the most important factor. So if the food is wet or the floor is wet...
Yeah, anything that moist is disgusting. I mean, that word shouldn't be removed from the English dictionary.
Moist.
Moist.
Do not pick up moist food from the floor.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.